what is scripture repentance all about? Now, in both the Hebrew and Greek texts, the word repent carries the meaning of a change of mind, and is often assumed, and this is the problem, it is often assumed that the word also implies a change of direction or lifestyle as well, although this is not necessarily the meaning of the word. And that's the meaning that everyone wants to give the word, that it's about a change of lifestyle. And that's why they miss the clear teaching of the word repentance or repent in the Bible, because they want to interject, every time they see the word, they want to interject a change of lifestyle. But actually, it simply means a change of mind. Now, in the case of God's program for Israel, repentance is a central feature of that faith. Many examples of this could be given, but I'm just going to give a few here tonight in this short lesson. First of all, let's go to the book of Matthew. The book is Matthew chapter 3, and let's look at verses 1 and 2. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, there the word is, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now please write these verses down and underline the word repentance, because we're going to understand a true definition of this word in its context, and it will get us away from a lot of that erroneous teaching out there. Alright, again, as we look at the word repentance, getting a scriptural background, we see in Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say what? Repent. Please underline it. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So you got John the Baptist preaching for Israel to repent. You have Jesus Christ preaching for Israel to repent. We move forward to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3. And the verse is verse number, I'm sorry, that's going to be Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. What do we have Peter preaching in Acts 2:38? Then Peter said unto them, there it is again, repent for and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Again, we find the word repent as Peter continues to preach repentance in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 3, and the verse is verse 19. What does Peter say? Peter says, repent. Underline it. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now I want you to notice here that in both of these instances, Peter is addressing men of Israel. And that's a very important point in right division. And please write that note down. In all these cases, when you have Peter here preaching and Christ is preaching, they always are addressing men of Israel. That's a very important thing to understand if you want to get a biblical definition of the word repent or repentance as to how it applies in the Word of God. Notice again there in Acts. Acts chapter 2, 22. Who is Peter speaking to? Well, let's let the Bible show us here. Ye men of who? Israel, hear these words. That's whom Peter is talking to. Acts chapter 3, verse 12. We only want to get the context of who Peter is telling to repent in these verses. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel. What does Peter tell the men of Israel to do? Acts chapter 3, verse 19. He says what? He says repent. Now that's very important now. So here goes the question. Why was God's message to Israel one of repentance? Please write the question down. Because I believe after this lesson you're going to see the word repent or repentance in a different light than you ever seen it before. So here goes the question. Why was God's message to Israel one of repentance? Well, here goes the answer. The answer is that Israel had strayed from the covenant that God had made with her and therefore needed a change of mind, or in one sense, a change in direction to be brought back in line with the covenant. See, God clearly warned Israel of the danger of forsaking his covenant with them. Notice all these verses that we have, how God warned Israel about leaving those covenants. And the word repentance you're going to find here in the four Gospels, it has to do with Israel having a change of mind and turning back to the covenant that God had made with them. Notice this Old Testament verse here in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 29. And let's look at verses 24 and verse number 25. Notice this. As God talked to Israel, God says, even all nations shall say, wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto this land? What meaneth the heart of this great anger? Look at verse 25. Then men shall say, because they in the verse is Israel, have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Israel. See, the ministers of Christ and the 12 apostles were clearly to call to return Israel to her covenant. That is what the issue of repentance is being preached in the four Gospels. It is not an issue simply of them repenting of their sins, but it is for Israel to have a change of mind and turn back to the covenant. This also can be confirmed in the book of Romans, as Paul confirms it in Romans chapter 15 and verse number 8. Romans 15 and verse number 8, where Paul says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Again, we see that Peter, as Peter quotes this thing there in Acts chapter 3, and the verse is verse number 25, Acts 3 and verse 25. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant with God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kin of the earth be blessed. And so when you look at the word of repentance in the four Gospels, you look at the word repentance being preached by Peter. The word repentance carried there with the meaning that Israel was to have a change of mind and turn back to the covenant. That's what the word repentance is being preached or being taught there in the four Gospels and in early Acts. All right, now, here comes the next question then. The next question is, when Paul was sent by Christ to preach to the Gentiles, remember this now, his message was not so much one of repentance as it was one of faith. See, you see, the Gentiles did not need to turn back to the covenant, for the covenants were never given to them. And we're going to be examining the scriptures here tonight, and that is, if salvation is by faith, why does Paul emphasize repentance in the book of Acts? And the Acts 28ers try to use Paul preaching repentance to try to prove that Paul is still preaching the same gospel that Peter then was preaching. But I'm going to show you from the Word of God that the word, when Paul talked about repentance, it was not in the same light as it was being preached in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and in early Acts. Remember, the word repentance means a change of mind. John the Baptist came preaching to Israel, telling Israel to have a change of mind and turn back to the covenant. Jesus himself came preaching repentance, telling Israel to turn back to the covenant. He sent the 12 out to Israel preaching, repent, turn back to the covenant. Peter preaching on the day of on Pentecost in Acts 2:38. Peter tells Israel to repent, have a change of mind, and turn back to the covenant. All right, now, again, when Paul was sent by Christ to preach to the Gentiles, his message was not so much one of repentance as it was one of faith. See, you see, the Gentiles did not need to turn back to the covenants, for the covenants were never given to them, and God had clearly made the covenant with Israel. And let me put these verses out there, because it makes me sick when Gentiles try to put themselves back under a covenant that God never gave them. Let's go to the Old Testament and allow the Bible to show us whom those covenants were made with. We go back to Exodus chapter 34, and we will commence reading at verse number 27 to allow the Bible to show us whom the covenants were made with. Exodus 34:27. And the Lord said unto Moses, write these words, for after the tenure of these words have I made a covenant with thee and with Israel. You see that? Again, let's look at Deuteronomy, chapter 4. And let's look at verse number 7. Deuteronomy chapter 4, and verse 7. For what nation is there so great, who God has so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things, that we should call up on him? See, the law, which is the old covenant, simply was not given to other nations besides Israel, and this is why we never find Paul calling on the Gentiles to return to the covenant. You need to ask in Acts 28 or that. Find anywhere where Paul ever called up on Gentiles to return to the covenant, because the covenant was not made with the Gentiles. The covenant was made with the nation of Israel. Now, we do find, however, that Paul preached repentance on several occasions. Now, and let me list a few. Let's get back to chapter 17. And what I'm going to do here tonight, I'm going to show you that when Paul preached repentance in the book of Acts, I want you to see what Paul's intentions were. Acts chapter 17, and the verse is verse number 30. Acts 17 and verse 30. This is Paul speaking here in Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Paul says, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now command us all men everywhere to repent. There you have the word repent. Let's add another verse here with that. Let's add Acts chapter 20 and verse 21. This is Paul again, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. There goes the word repentance. Let's look at another verse. Let's look at Acts chapter 26 and the verse 20. But show first unto them at Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should what? Repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Now you see that. Now the Acts 28ers typically react in two. Now this is how the Acts 28ers, what they normally do, they react in two different erroneous ways. The first error of the Acts 28 is to teach that Paul's ministry is no different than Peter's, requiring repentance for salvation, as Peter taught the same thing there in Acts 2:38. That's their first error. The first error is that they want to teach that Paul's ministry during the Acts period is no different than Peter's, requiring repentance for salvation. What does it say in Acts 2:38? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that's what they use. Now let me show you how to handle that. See, first of all, by turning to Paul's epistles, it is very clear that he is not teaching the same thing as Peter did. Well, how do you know that? Well, first of all, you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 7 tells us what? 1 Corinthians 1:7, I'm sorry. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. One other verse, please. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, Paul said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So in the light of this, the second error is to teach that Paul preached a kingdom message of repentance during his early ministry, but later taught the grace body truth after his imprisonment in Rome. Now that's the two erroneous errors that are being taught by this Acts 28er group. One, again, because Paul mentions the word repentance, that he had to be preaching the same thing that Peter was preaching, and they will give you the verse Acts 2:38, but yet the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:17 that Paul was not sent to baptize. And we find in Ephesians 2:8 and 9 that Paul was teaching, for by grace are you saved through faith. And then the second erroneous error that they teach, that Paul is preaching a kingdom message of repentance during his earthly ministry, but he later taught grace body truth after his imprisonment in Rome. See, the problem with this teaching is that Paul does teach body truth in his early epistles. Let me show you some verses that you may see that. We will be dealing with that particular verse. Thank you there, KJB. Let's go to Romans. Romans chapter 12, and let's look at verse number 5. Romans chapter 12 and verse 5. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Another verse to show that Paul taught body truth during the Acts period is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And the verse is verse number 13. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. So you see that. So this is the question then. What then is Paul teaching in the repentance passages in the book of Acts? That's what I'm going to deal with here. What then is Paul teaching in the repentance passages in the book of Acts? Well, very simply, he's teaching this. He's simply teaching, hear me now, a change of mind. That's exactly what he's teaching. He is teaching a change of mind. Now, we're going to briefly consider a few texts here that you might see this in context. Let's go to the first one. Let's go to Acts chapter 17, verse number 30, and let's view the word repentance as how it is being used by the Apostle Paul during the Acts period. It is not being used in the light of the kingdom gospel for Israel to turn back to the covenant. Then how is it not being used? Well, here go the first one. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth men everywhere to repent. Now Paul most assuredly is not calling these superstitious Athens to return to the covenant. We should all know that, as Christ and the apostles had done with Israel. Nor is he telling them that they cannot be saved until they change their lifestyle. That's not what he's saying either. And if Paul was teaching that, this would violate the plain, clear teaching that Paul states that not by works that we are saved. So that's not what he's teaching. Alright? And let me post another verse. If Paul was preaching them to repent, to change from their lifestyle, then Romans chapter 4 and verse 5 would not make any sense, where Paul says, but to him that worketh not, but believe on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. If Paul was teaching them in Acts 17:30 that they were to change, or trying to teach the repentance there, the change of their lifestyle, then Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16 would not make any sense. Galatians 2:16 says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But he, however, is calling these pagan Gentiles to change their mind. Now, this is the catcher that the Acts 28 are missed. What are they to change their mind about? What are they to have a change of mind about? When Paul was preaching repentance, what was he telling these heathens and these Gentiles to change their minds about? Well, let's look at the context. The context will explain to us what they were to repent of, or what they were to have a change of mind about. And the answer can be found again in Acts chapter 17. And the verse is verse number 32. It holds the answer. It says, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So what Paul was telling them to repent about, or have a change of mind about, it was about Christ. You see that? It was about Christ. It was about the resurrection of the dead. They were to have a change of mind about Christ. You see that? Stay with the context. And the issue was, they were to have a change of mind about Christ being resurrected from the dead. Christ was teaching them about the unknown God, how he sent his son Jesus to die and to be raised again from the dead. And verse 32 says, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again on this matter. This is what he told them to have a change of mind about. A change of mind about Christ being raised from the dead. You see that? Not turn back to the covenant, as the Acts 28 would have you to believe, that Paul is preaching the kingdom gospel for Israel to turn back to the covenant. That's not what Paul is preaching here in these verses. He's telling these heathen Athens to have a change of mind about the resurrection of the dead. So stay with the context. Another of Paul's repentance statements in the book of Acts can be found in Acts chapter 20. Let's go to this next one. Acts chapter 20 and the verse is 21. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I think this is one of those Acts 28 favorite verses. Now you see the verse there. Once again here, Paul is calling Gentiles to a change of mind toward God. You know, it's interesting that the conjunction and there can serve as a connector carrying the same sense of the word. You see that? Testifying both to the Jew and to the Greek, also to the Greek, repentance toward God, and that conjunction, combining two things together, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with that in mind, Paul is defining what the meaning of repentance is here. He says repentance toward God, even faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So in other words, to repent here or have a change of mind toward God can only be done in a true sense when one exercises faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is teaching here. His issue in Paul's teaching of repentance is faith toward God, a change of mind toward God. And let me give you a quick review. When John the Baptist preached for repentance, he was telling Israel to return back to the covenant. When Jesus preached repentance, the issue was for Israel to turn back to the covenant. When the 12 went out to preach to Israel, repent, It was for them to have a change of mind and turn back to the covenant. When Paul is preaching repentance in the book of Acts, it is not about the Gentiles returning to any covenant, because they were never getting a covenant, but it was for the Gentiles to have a change of mind and turn by faith to faith in God. That's what Paul was teaching about repentance in the book of Acts. Now, a final repentance statement by Paul in the book of Acts is found in Acts chapter 20:26. Let's look at this one here. Acts 26 and verse number 20. Paul says, "But show first unto them at Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should what? Repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance." Now that is a very good one. Now you see that one there. Now, I would agree with this verse heartily. I would say, amen. All Gentiles should repent and turn to God. But the question is, how is this done? Well, it's done by faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And likewise, they and we should do works meet for repentance, or fit for repentance. We should do works meet for repentance. But I'm going to show you how to deal with that. If you just look at the context, okay, how do you deal with that when people say, well, the Bible teaches that we should do works meet for repentance? Well, this is how you deal with it. First of all, this is nothing other than what Paul has said in Ephesians 2:8-9. Let me show you here. Let me put Ephesians 2:8-9 here on the board. How do you handle that? "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, which any man should boast." But after telling us here in the verse, we can be saved only by grace through faith and not of works, Paul reminds us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. That's exactly what Paul is talking about here, as you go to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10. See that? "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them." Now, beyond the book of Acts, Paul does mention repentance a few more times, okay? And let's look at the couple of times and they get a little bit deeper. And a matter of fact, these are more easier to deal with in the book of in the book of Corinthians. Let's look at Corinthians chapter 7. Let's look at verses 9 and verse number 10. "Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive danger by us, or damage by us in nothing." Verse number 10. "For a godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." Now, look at that verse now. The key here, when you're dealing with this verse, the key here is to remember, and remember now, Paul wrote Corinthians during the Acts period. And you had the word repent there. You see that? Now, the key here is to remember that Paul is speaking to believers. Paul just had addressed them in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, Paul had just addressed them as brothers. "This is the key. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours." Now that's the key. The key to remember when dealing with 2 Corinthians chapter 7 is to remember that Paul is speaking to believers. You guys see that? Now, the answer is that when addressing Christians, you're going to find that Paul often uses the word salvation in a practical sense of deliverance. See, the Corinthians, they were already saved, but they needed deliverance from the many false doctrines and carnal practices which they had embraced. See, this is much like the counsel that Paul had given Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, and the verse is verse number 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt what? Both save thyself and them that hear thee. You guys see that? See, Timothy did not need to be saved from sin. We need to understand that. He did not need to be saved from sin. He was already a believer. But he did need to be delivered from the apostasy that Paul describes there beginning in 1 Timothy. And we all need delivered from this that Paul describes in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. All believers need to continuously be saved from the doctrines of the devils and all these false doctrines. You see the point there? And you got to remember here in the Corinthian passage, Paul is talking to believers. And again, likewise, as we look again at the Corinthian Christians, they needed repentance to salvation, and that is deliverance from the ill effects of their bad behavior. So you have to be very careful as you study the Word of God, and you see this word repentance, and you have to watch out for these Acts 28ers, because what they like to do, they like to isolate verses. They like to go and get things that you can find in the gospel, in the kingdom gospel, and they like to isolate them. And when they isolate them, they like to give you some commentary to lead you to believe that Paul, during the Acts period, is preaching the same thing that Peter then was preaching, that the same thing that's being preached in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you just go up the text a little bit, I think in Acts 28er, He posted some verses there, as I try to find those verses, from the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And remember, the word repentance in the four Gospels has to do with the nation of Israel having a change of mind. And that change of mind that they needed, it was to turn back to the covenants. When Paul, during the book of Acts, is preaching repentance to the Gentiles and everyone else, his issue is not a repentance of turning to any covenants, because the Gentiles were never promised any covenants. But he had in mind that the Gentiles were to turn to God and have faith in Jesus Christ and get themselves saved. And that is the difference. So again, we're going to play this music, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to deal with the subject matter. Did Paul actually Saul preach the kingdom gospel in its early ministry as being taught by Acts 28er group?